Shuchov Tesim Melichel continued, Dalad Adar Hitokshim Mem Gimel, February 17, 1983, on Thursday continued.
We rely on Avnetar. Because according to the Taz assumption, so the Mechaber passes the Eved, he relies on Avnetar completely. So that means, according to Avnetar, so number one, the Kovid itself is muter to be eaten even without Yomiche, and the other Chtichas Boso, so is muter according to Rav Netam, so it is muter Adach Chtichas Boso if they were cooked together with Kovid in the same pot, and the Kovid was Nimlach. So, but according to the Taz, so the Mechaber and the Ramo, so the Mechaber, I mean, the Ramo says, alright, but according to the Taz, so the Mechaber passes completely like Rav Netam Dere. What is Rav Netam Shite? Rav Netam Shite is, the Kovid itself is Muter, even without Melech. Adach Tichas Boso, that were cooked together with the Kovet, if they cooked together with the Kovet that was not Nimlach, so then the Adach Tichas Boso are Hosa. Why? Because that's the Abaye by Abaye, and we pass the Chumre. But if Adach Tichas Boso were cooked with the Kovet that was Nimlach, so then, according to Rametam, that's all certainly good. The whole Abaye by Abaye was in regard to a Kovet that was not Nimlach and was cooked with Adach Tichas Boso. So according to the Taz, the Mechaber passes the Eved Muter completely like Rav Netam. So what is Muter the Eved? The Eved is Muter, a Kovet is Muter Vachile, even though it was Nisbash out Melech, and the Adach Tichas Boso that were cooked together with the Kovet that was Nimlach is also before Rav Netam. So in both situations, Rashulchan says, no, that when Mechaber passes with Eved Muter, he has reference to the case of a Kovet that was boiled in a pot, so even without Meliche, so then it is the Eved Muter. But the Adach Tichas Boso, that were cooked in a pot with the Kovet that was Nimlach, so the Mechaber isn't matter at even the Eved. And the Loshin, why? Because the Rosh says that the Shita of Rashi is that Abaye has reference to the case, of the Kovet that is Milucho, that was Nimlach. And what does Abaye say? So Abaye says, "Lemeisa nafshe deloy miboyelo." The Tanya says, but the Shaila is Lemeisa chavato. And so according to Rav Netam himself, the Abaye of Abaye has reference to a case of a Kovet that was not Nimlach. So the Mele, if the Kovet was Nimlach, so then it's like any other Tichas Boso that was Nimlach. So it can sell even another Tichas Boso. But the Abaye of Abaye has reference to a case of a Kovet that was not Nimlach. So the Kovet itself is Muter, without any question, according to Rav Netam. But the Shaila was, a Kovet that was not Nimlach was cooked together with Adach Tichas Boso. So that is the Abaye by Abaye, and we pass to Lechumre. But a Kovet that was Nimlach, that was cooked with Adach Tichas Boso, is Muter Bachile, even the Adach Tichas Boso. So that's the Abaye of Abaye according to Rav Netam. Masha'inken according to Rashi, so according to Rashi's pshat, and the Rosh says that according to Rashi, the Abaye or by Abaye had reference to a Kohen that was Nimlach. That was Nimlach. And then, and so the Shaila is, Ad Adach Tichas Boso, Mute Onat, and we passed Lichumre according to Rashi. According to Rashi. So we mele, but according to Rashi, so Hashulchan, that according to Rashi, so is partly it's like Habnetam Shite, and partly it's like Teisi Shite. Because according to Habnetam, if the COVID was Nimlach, so then it's like any other Tichas Boso. Cannot answer the other Tichas Boso. And the COVID itself, even if it wasn't Nimlach, so is Mutabachir. But the Shaila by Abaye was in respect to a COVID that there was not Nimlach according to Rabnetam. Whether it asas other Tichas Boso. So there we pass the Chumash. Mashain came in the COVID was Nimlach, so then it certainly doesn't asar Adach Tichas Boso. That's Rabnetam Shite. According to Rashi, the way the Hashul connects with him, understands the Rashi Shite, and he says, this is how the Rosh understands the Rashi Shite. So, the Kovet itself, even if it wasn't Nimlach. But if a Kovet was not Nimlach and it was cooked with Adach Tichas Boso, then it certainly answers the Adach Tichas Boso. It certainly answers the Tichas Boso. But the Abaye was in respect to a Kovet that was Nimlach. That was Nimlach. And it was cooked with Adach Tichas Boso. Does it still Adach Tichas Boso because it's an excess of dam? Or it doesn't answer? And we pass the Chumre. So the Mele, according to Rashi, so as far as the Kovet itself is concerned, so it is Muterim without Milev. Bibish. As far as the Adach Tichas Boso are concerned, so without Miliche, so the Kovet answers the Adach Tichas Boso. And Abaye was in respect to a Kovet that was Nimlach, that was cooked with Adach Tichas Boso. So Milev, we have to pass to Lechumre. So that means, according to Rashi, so the Kovet itself is Muter, Bibishul, even without Miliche. The Adach Tichas Boso, without Miliche, so it certainly the Kovet answers it. If it was Nisbashu with Adach Tichas Boso. Abaye was sure. Abaye had an Abaye in respect to a Kovet that was Nimlach, that was cooked with Adach Tichas Boso, whether it's still Asas or not. And there we pass for the Chumre. So Mimele, when the Mechaber says, Uvidevet Muter, he says, Im Nisbashu Livade Bigdeiro. So then, the Evet, the Kovet itself is Muter, whether it was Nimlach or it was not Nimlach. Masha'in came, Avolagdeiro Asuro, Shepilatas Veinibelas, whether the Kovet was Nimlach or it wasn't Nimlach. You see, that's the Afkemine between the Taz understanding of the Mechaber and the Hashulchan's understanding of the Mechaber. According to the Taz, so the Mechaber passes the Evet completely like Rabnetam. So that means, according to Rabnetam, so the Kovet itself is Muter Ba'achile, al Bibishu, even if it wasn't Nimlach. And Adach Tichas Boso, according to Rabnetam, al Muter Ba'achile, if they were Nisbashil together with the Kovet, that was Nimlach. But if they were Nisbashil with the Kovet, that was not Nimlach, then it's certainly Osa. So that goes without saying that Adach Tichas Boso that one is Bashayu with the Kovet that was not Nimlach, so certainly Aros. The question is, how about Adach Tichas Boso that one is Bashayu with the Kovet that was Nimlach? So according to the Taz, Pshat in the Mechaber Paskins, that the Eved Muter in Nisbashe Livate Bigdeiro, so even though the Kovet was not Nimlach, so the Eved is Muter. But Avol Agdeiro Asuro, Adela Sumo, if it was Nisbashel in Igdeiro without Miliche, but if it was Nisbashel in Igdeiro with Miliche, or Adachti Hasboso that one Nisbashel together with the Kovein that was Nimlach, so is Mutter. According to the Orach HaShulchan's pshat in the Mechaber, the Mechaber doesn't pass in the Eved like Avnetam, but he passes the Eved like Rashi. And what is Rashi's pshat? Rashi's pshat is that the Kovet itself is certainly Muta, if without Minuche, because Kovet is Kovidam, and the Torah was Matelet, so the Chachomim didn't master it. But the Abaye of Abaye was in respect to the other Hatichas Boso, that one is Bashe together with the Kovet, that was Nimlach, and there too he passed Lechumash. So Mimele, when the Mechaber says Uvidevet Muter, it means in Nisbashe Uvidevet Bigdeiro below its Liye, even without Miliche. So the Kovet is Muter. Avlagdeiro Asuro, even if the Kovet was Nisbashe in the Gdeiro with Miliche. Because as far as the Gdeiro is concerned, it has the same status as the Adach Tichas Boso. As the Adach Tichas Boso that one Nisbashe together with the Kovet. So in other words, so that means, according to the Orach HaShulchan, so actually there are four shittas. One shitta is the shitta of Rav Netam. He's the biggest maker. What's the shitta of Rav Netam? The shitta of Rav Netam is that the Kovet itself is muta b'bishul even without mich. And adach tichas boso, if that one is bachel with the Kovet, then the same thing is the path itself, in which the Kovet was Nisbashel, so the Adach Tichas Boso that one is Bashel with the Kovet, Al Deir Liche, so is also certainly Muta. And the Shaila Ba'is, and we pass through Chumre, Adach Tichas Boso that one is Bashel with the Kovet that was not Mila, so there we pass through Chumre. So what is Oser according to Rav Netam? Only Adach Tichas Boso that one is Bashel with the Kovet that was not Mila. But Adach Tichas Boso, that one is Bashel with the Kovet, that was Nimlach, is Mutabachim, a contra. Then the sheet of thesis is that the Kovet itself, if it wasn't Nimlach, is also Bachile. And certainly, Adach Tichas Boso, that one is Bashel with the Kovet, that was not Nimlach, is certainly also Bachil, even the Kovet itself, that was not Nimlach, is also Bibishul, without Nimlach. Then, a Kovet itself, that was Nimlach, is Mutabachil, according to Teisves, and the Shaila by Abaye was in respect to the Adach Tichas Boso, that one is Bashil together with the Kovet, and we pass to the Chumre, is also. And then the Shita, according to Rashi, so the Kovet itself goes without saying that it's mutabachile bebishul even without miliche. And Abaye by Abaye was in respect to Adach Tichas Boso that one is bashil together with the Kovet that was nimlach, and there we pass him lechumre. So in other words, according to Rashi, in certain respects, he's like Rav Netam, that let's say in respect to the Kovet itself, even without Miliche it's Muter, but in certain respects it's like Teisves, that the Adach Tichas Boso, that one is Bashel with the Kovet, so even with Miliche, even though the Kovet was Nimlach, so the Adach Tichas Boso we pass to the Chumre, so Arosa Bachile, and according to Arash Shulchan, the Mechaber passes like Rashi, when he says Uvideved Muter, it means like Rashi, not like Rav Netam with Eved Muter. But so that's why he says, Uvidevet Muter in Nisbashe Livade, Bigdeiro Beloitzliye. So then, the Kovet itself, even without Miliche, is Muter. Avladeira Asuro, even with Miliche of the Kovet. Avladeira Asuro, Shepilatas Vinidras. And the Pashtes Aloshin of the Mechaber indicates, like the pshat of the Orach HaShulchan. In other words, so it's not like Rav Netam, it's not like the Teisves, and certainly not like the Rambam. But it is like Rashi's pshat. In other words, if we assume that according to Rashi, Abaye has reference to the case of the Kohen that was Nirvah. But the Kohen itself is Muter even without Nirvah. But Abaye was in respect to Adach the Chazbosah that one is Bashel together with the Kohen that was Nirvah. But if Adach the Chazbosah one is Bashel with the Kohen that was not Nirvah, he certainly also. Abaye was sure that it's Osa. Abaye is Sophic in respect to the Adach the Chazbosah that one is Bashel together with the Kohen that was Nirvah. But the Kohen itself, according to Rashi, even if it was Nirvah, so it is Mutabachil and Bibish. Without him. Alright. Uvidevet mutan is bashel vadi big day of the loitzli. Avladeva suro shepilatas vene blas. Vyesh mishei say that's the Shita Saramba. The Shita Saramba. So what is the Shita Saramba? The Shita Saramba means that Kovet is always osa. Even if it is Nimlach. And it's this bashel by itself in the day of. So it's still osa. Betrude, Rabbi Yechman Nuri says, HaKovet, Yisarez ve'in Yisarez, that's Rabbi Yechman Nuri Shite, but that the Tanoim in the Mishnah is in Trumo, they are Heilig. So the Mechaba mentions the Shite of the Rambam also. Then, V'chein Ne'agim Le'eser Atil. So the flu of whom we would say, when the Rambam says, V'chein Ne'agim Le'eser Hakeil, so Le'eser Hakeil, that it means the Shite is a Rambam. He means the Shita Rambam. No, but neither the Taz, not even the Gro, says that when the Ramo says V'chein Ne'agim Le'eser Hakeil, it means the Shita Rambam. Why couldn't the Ramo mean the Shita Rambam? The answer is because he says in parentheses, Hagoyes Smagu Marin Vagoyes Sharedure. The Marin Hagoyes Sharedure does not pass like the Rambam. He doesn't pass like the Rambam, but. He, for a different reason, he says it's Osa. Why? Because the Gemara in Chum, Tachkuf Yudalev, the Gemara in Chum, Tachkuf Yudalev says, Reblezer Eimer, HaKoved, Uiseres Vini Niseres, Meshulatas Vini Belas, Rebbe Shmuel Bnei Shrav Yechon Nibruke Eimer, Misveles Uiseres Vini Niseres, Shluko Uiseres Vini Niseres, Shluko Uiseres Vini Niseres. So, the Sharidure says, I mean, the Marini and the Shagui Sharidure, they say, and all the other Rishim say the same thing. Rashi Shita is also like that. That Shluko means boiled excessively. Boiled excessively. So in other words, according to most Rishim, there is a difference between Mivushales and Mishulekis. Shiluk Mivushales, Bishul means substantial cooking. Shiluk means excessively cooked. Let's say if you kept it on the fire for hours. So that's Mishalekis. That's not Mishalekis. Mishalekis means it was cooked so that it's whole achil. But Mishalekis means it was cooked the way you cook chol. So you keep it on fire for a very long time. So in other words, so that means that there is a difference between Mishalekis and Shluko. Mishalekis, so is Oiseres Veinu Neseres, but Shluko is Iseres Vineseres. So that way Shalidure says that we are not keen between to distinguish between Mivushales and Mishalekes and Shluko. We are not keen. So the melee, every time a liver is boiled, so we have to be chaychish, maybe it would stay on fire for a very long time. So it's Shluko, it's not Mivushales. So that's why the Agoy Sharidure says that we have to ask every time a liver is boiled. Not because of the Rambam Shite, but we are not keen. So maybe it was boiled for a very long time. It was boiled excessively. So that's why it's the Eglesa Rakel. Suppose you kept the pot with the liver in it on fire for a few minutes only. So it's like, look, since most of the time we cannot determine whether it was a moderate cooking, boiling, or excessive boiling, so mainly because of that is loy plu. Even if we know that it was kept on fire for a very short time, we also ask. That's the pshat in the Agoy Shardoy. So when the Ramo says v'chein ne'agim le'eser hakeil, v'chein ne'agim le'eser hakeil, so even there it's not because of Shiras Rambam. So it's something very strange. The Mechaber himself passes lechatchile hakomitish pirim dam nifichok lechatchile litakonu levashlei al dinilche el keiri shase ve'arev uminachituch lemato mitzvayu bei shiro lachile. So lechatchile the Mechaber is chayish lechitz Rambam, not only in case of shluko, because the Ramo says many times Einu Nipkiyim. The Mechaber very seldom says Einu Nipkiyim. So it's because the Mechaber is Cheshish Lechatkele for the Shittes Rambam. So then, but the Eved is Muter. The Eved is Muter. Why? Either because the Eved, the Mechaber relies on the Shittah of Rabbi Tam, or as the Oruch HaShulchan says, not he relies on the Shittah of Rabbi Tam, but he relies on the Shittah of Rashi. And Rashi is a combination of the Shita of Rametam and the Shita of Tesis. In other words, in respect to the Kovid itself, Rashi Shita is like Rametam, that the Kovid is Muta Bibishl even without Viliche, and Adach Tichas Boso. So that one is Bashi with the Kovid that was Nilachar also Samachim. So the Mechaber either passes like the Eved, like Rashi, or like Rametam completely. But then when the Ramo says v'chein ne'agim le'eser hakeil, so the look at the Shach. So the Shach says, and the Shach says v'chein ne'agim hatam v'guya v'agoyes mak sinu v'shei v'agoyes mari u'v'shoa achim v'shindike mandoma v'shas that's Rabbi Shmuel b'noi sh'Rabbi Yechim b'bruke the shluko ne'eser. What does shluko mean? That is excessively boiled. Because of it, Raschatos, Shom Bishim Israeta, Abu Akoro Shorochlu Bohakovet is Ksheiro, Atka. So, in other words, so that's the reason as to why the Ramo says, V'chim Neyagim Rakir. And even the Gro, when he says, V'chim Neyagim Rakir, V'chim Neyagim, Loy Lochish Lidivri Rambam, Sheposa Kitane Kamen Maslisten. Doma Diosa Bukula Ome. El Lochish Lidivri Rabbi Sid Neshor, Rabbi Yechim Membreke, Vanam Lidkiro, Bin Sholuk, Limbush. So that's the sheet of Rabbi. Afilu v'chein ne'agin le'eser hakeil, afilu nilecho hakoveit keidem bishul. But it could be like the Shittas Rambam. No, he says, no, not like the Rambam. He says, afilu nilecho hakoveit keidem bishul, das rashe ulafuke rabletam. So again, you see that Ramo, assuming that the expressions in the parentheses is also part and parcel of the text of the Ramo himself, so he also assumes that Rashi Shite is not like Rametam, even though Rashi doesn't spell it out. That as the Rosh says, that for Rashi it's mashma that Rashi applies abaye to a case of a kovei that was nimlach. But insofar as the kovei itself is concerned, it doesn't make any difference nimlach or not nimlach. The kovei itself is muta b'achila b'bishul. Even if it wasn't in Lach. But Abaye was in respect to Adach Tichas Boso that one is partial together with the Kovet that was in Lach. And they will pass Lechumre. They will pass Lechumre. So why does he say, Afilinim Lecho HaKovet Kedem Bishuro, so Mechei Neyagim Leeser Hakeil, Das Rashi. But according to Rashi, So the Kovet itself is certainly muter. It's only in regard to the Adach Tichas Boso that one is bashing together with the Kovet. The answer is because, too, according to Rashi, the Kovet itself is certainly muter. But only if it was nisbashil, not if it was nishlach. And since we are not keen, so every time it was nisbashil, we have to assume that it was a case of nishlach. Alright, we mcholte bechemet zu bereitchen, we noka beheitzi, mizrike, hadam she beseiche, min adin muta uvashle, elo, she agenim osu lasiske, uvideve, uvideve diz muta. Now, The Gros, here it's a very important Biragro. You should look over the Gros in Ostes, Osyud, Osyudalef, Osyudveis. Now the Gros says, not only that the other Tanoim in the Mishnayos in Trumes, Achelik and Gavir and Benuri. But that even some of the Tanoim mentioned in this Gemara, Achelik and Gavir and Benuri. So now look here in the Gemara, that Kufyudale from the Dalet. So the Gemara says, Kitanoi, Rebrezer in the Rakovedi Seres in the Seres, Lipnei Shei Pilates, Veine Bilas, Rabbi Shmuel Bish Rabbi Yechon Ben Ulkei Meir, Misiveles, Uiseres Viniseres, Shluko, Uiseres Viniseres. Look what the Gros says. The Gros makes a correction here. So the Gros says as follows. He says, he is chelik an older Rishayim, who say that the Shluko is more, means excessively boiled, whereas Mibusheles means moderately boiled. So he says it just the reverse. Shluko means slight boiling, and Mibusheles means thorough boiling. So on the country, so in Mele, she changes the gears here in the Gemara. Kitanoi, Reblezer Emeir, Hakoved, Oiseres, Vineseres. Not Hakoved, Oiseres, Vineseres. But only Rabbi Yechon Menuri holds Hakoved, Oiseres, Vineseres. But the other Tanoim, Mishnayos in Trumo, the Achilik, Achilik, and Rabbi Yechon Menuri, and they hold that Kovet is Iseres Veneseres. So he changes the Girsi here, the Gro, and he says, Rag Lezareimer, Kovet Iseres Veneseres, Mipnei Shibelatas Ve'ubilas. Rabbi Shmuel, Nesha Rabbi Yechon Ben Brukei Meir, not Misuveles Iseres Veneseres, but Mibusheles Iseres Veneseres. Shluko, or Iseres Veneseres. And Shluko means slight boy. Just the reverse of what the other Rishayim say. The other Rishayim, yes, what is it?
Which
os? That is os yudveis. Ot yudveis. So he says, v'toy seifa shom bigmore. It's the fourth line in os yudveis. V'toy seifa shom bigmore. V'chim tzorch limashom. Reblezer imer akob niseres v'niseres. Mipnishmatas v'las. The other is Seres and Seres and Rabbi Yechon Ben Uri. The Maslis Nanal. And Rabbi Shmuel Nish Rabbi Yechon Bliketz Tzorch Lema. Shluko or Seres and Seres. V'chein u Nehegi Ben Yisefti Litrumes. It's not that they go in just out of his sleeve. So he made corrections. Because that's the text of the Tisefti in Truma. Tisefti is all. So, in other words, and the Gro agrees with the Shita of the Rambam. The Gro agrees with the Shita of the Rambam. Something very strange. Usually, so the Rambo is machmir against the Mechaber. Now here, the Mechaber, so lichatchile is chensheish, he passes like the Shita of the Rambam. That akomet yesh berim dam lifichol chatchile yonit akom yilvash v'yavim. Like the Rambam. And then he mentions the Shitas Rambam that even there it's Osir. V'yeish l'shei Isir. So even there it's Osir. Then, but the Rambam says, V'chim ne'yagim l'eser hakeh. So one could think the Rambam is more machlir, V'chim ne'yagim l'eser hakeh. In other words, even there it's paskins like the Rambam. So no. So even the Gro says, when the Rambam says V'chim ne'yagim l'eser hakeh, he doesn't mean the Shitas Rambam. He means because they're in on a pkin. To be mafchim between Shluko and Mibusheles. So that's the business why you ask a hakel. But we don't ask at all a devet like the Shitas Rambam. And the only reason is why we do ask her because we're not key. So this is Mashenke. The Gro himself, he agrees with the Shitas Rambam. And Mimele, according to the Rambam, so Rabbi Yechon Ben Uri is a Das Yochid who says that a Kovet is Iseres and Iseres. But all the other Tanoim, not only the Tanoim, the Mishnayis and Trumes, but even Tanoim mentioned here in the Gemara. So, like Rebbe Lezer, he says, "Akoved iseres v'neseres mit mishalatas v'belas." Rebbe Shmuel Meish Rabbi Yechem and Breikein Meir. Yeah, mivusheles iseres v'neseres shluko iseres v'neseres. Shluko, shluko means slight boiling, very slight boiling. But if it is boiled, if it's nisbashel kol tzorchei, so there it's iseres v'neseres. In other words, we don't pass like Rabbi Yechem. All right. לצלי צורך תיכם משום דם שבסים פנס ובקורי כי מצלי יקרה לחכה ויש אמרים דין צורך לצלי שבחתיך כלל וחיימי אגין אפילו לחתכם צורי עם בוסו בתנורים שבניחך מהגמורה שפיים למיירו יעקב את למטו ולא עם למיירו ובדעבד מותר. In other words, because that's a gemore in Chum. The gemore in Chum that Pivirdalev says, the Gemara in Chum that the Dalef says, Doresh Mereima, that the Dalef from the Dalef, fourth line from the end of the Omen, Doresh Mereima, Hilchese, Bein Kvede, Bein Kale, Tuse Psore Shore, Ilu Psore, the Eve Dei Lechatchil Eloi. So, Bein Kvode, now we are not concerned with Kal. Kal is the order of the Bein. We are concerned now with Kovet. So Hilchese, that Kovet, To boil a kobeid, a liver, beneath, suppose you put on the spit, you put here on top, you attach a piece of boso that was not nimlach, and then at the bottom of the spit, at the lower level of the spit, you attach a liver. So that's muta lechatchil. That's muta lechatchil. Why? Because we don't have to be afraid. Some of the dam that will come out and be released by the piece of bosar on top of the spit will be absorbed by the kovet, because dam mishrak shor. So all the dam that is released from the bosar on top of the spit will lie down, will pass down. It will not be accepted, absorbed by the liver below. But to put the piece of liver on top of the spit and the chtichas boso at the bottom, at the lower level, lichatchile itzosa. The eved it's muter. The eved ein lichatchile loy. All right. So mimele, that's what he says. It's only in boso b'tanurim shebnechach me'admore shepiim l'maylo Yaakov l'mato v'loy l'maylo. Because the chatzchile, the kovet has to be limato, not limailo. Because the kovet limailo, the chatzchile is also. Why? Because it will release an excess of dam, so much dam. So a few drops of dam will necessarily be accepted, absorbed by the chatzchas boso. So true, the event will be muta because kibbeli kachpeltei, but we cannot be sure that through the phenomenon of kibbeli kachpeltei, every droplet of dam that will be absorbed will be niflet. Maybe a few droplets of dam will not be niflet, but of course it will be bottled, it will be a minimum. But lechatchila is also with the event muta, uvishputim shetzelim mitzvah eish, otzu nisleisim abos lechatchila, after you come to the mato, because the shputim in zman the mechaber, so they revolved. So if, let's say, a spud was at the beginning of the boiling process, so this end was on top, so 2 minutes later it might be at the bottom. It was like it was revolving. The shpudim bisman hashulchan aruch revolved. So mele it was osa uvishpudim shetzelim itzoreish. So it was something like a rotisserie, you know, the shpudim in the zman hashulchan aruch. So shetzelim itzoreish otzo misleis labos lechatchile afu kovei lemato. Because too, at one moment the kovei is lemato, but the next moment the kovei might be lemailo. Miu imim lecho akovei kvo muto mitzlei so in boso afilu al gabi bis. So the Ramo says, when do we say that it's osa to be mileach the kovin on top of bosom, on top of bosom lechatchile, if the kovin that he wants to boil on top of bosom, he was not nivach. But suppose the kovin was nivach, then you can boil it together with bosom and put it on the boiler on top of the bosom. Because the only reason is why lechatchile. So the covenant on top of the boso is osea, because if the covenant is not nivach and you boil it on top of the boso, so the fire will release an excess of dam. So a few droplets of dam will necessarily be absorbed by the chatchilas boso. So where is the truth that there will be a shepa of dam released from the covenant if the covenant is boiled without the lichet? But if the covenant is boiled with the lichet, then not an excess of dam will be released. So then it's mutar chatchila to boil a covenant that was nimlach together with tichas boso, and even to put the covenant on top of the boso. Miu nimlach covenant kvo mutar itzleiso in boso. Afilu al gabe bisre. The kvo nismai dome ivhave ki boso al gabe boso. Now, the loshi of the Amoy is Miu nimlach covenant kvo mutal itzleiso in bosa afilo al gabi bisre, afilo gabi bisre. So doesn't it imply, needless to mention, that tachas bisre, if it's nimlach hakovet, it's certainly mutal tachas bisre. But even al gabi bisre, if the kovet is nimlach, it's mutal itzleiso. Mashein kei tachas bisre certainly is mutal. The Taz Yisrael can Ramos. And Ramos says, if the covenant is not nivach, so then, Tachas Bisre, the covenant can be boiled. And above Bisre, the covenant cannot lechatchila be boiled. Mashein kei, if the covenant was nivach, so then, just the reverse. So, Al Gabi Bisre, it's muta to boil. But Tachas Bisre, if the covenant is nimlach, so it's not mutar to boil it. Why? Because if the covenant was nimlach, and you put the covenant below the boso, and the boso on top of the spit, and the boso was not nimlach. Now, according to Rabbi Tam Shite, that covenant that was nimlach cannot be maser hadachtichas boso, so that means that a covenant, according to Ramitan, a covenant that was nimlach has the same status as any other chtichas boso that was nimlach. Because Ramitan says that the whole abaye was in respect to a covenant that was not nimlach, that was nisbashel, with other chtichas boso. With other chtichas boso. Mashein came, a covenant that was nimlach, so, and if it was nisbashel with other chtichas boso, so the other chtichas boso did not become osa. Because if it was nimlach, so it's like any other chtichas boso that was nimlach, according to Rabbi Tam. So, mele, according to Rabbi Tam, dafke according to Rabbi Tam, who is the meikil. So, we have to say, so the Ta says that if the covenant was nimlach, and the chtichas boso was not nimlach, and if you put the covenant below at the bottom and the other chtichas boso that was not nimlach on top, so then the covenant that was nimlach, so that is the status according to Rabbi Tam, like a chtichas boso shenimlach vihutcho. So in other words, it has no dam content to release. So the mele, when you put it below at the bottom, when you put the covenant at the bottom of the spit, and on top of the spit you boil a chtichas boso, so all the blood from the chtichas boso comes out, and it's absorbed by the covenant. And then the covenant becomes osea. And you cannot say kibeli kachpeute, because we pasken that we only say kibeli kachpeute if it has its own dam content to release, not if it doesn't have its own dam content. So on the contrary, whereas the lotion of the Ramo implies in Nimlocha HaKovit Kvo Mutal Yisraeso in Boso Afilu Al Gabi Bisre, Afilu, needless to mention Tachas Bisre, that it's certainly Mutar. So the Tach says no, in the case of Nimlocha HaKovit, so then davke al gabi bisrei tzmuta to boil it that way. But tachas bisrei tzoser, because the bosor was not nimlach. So it releases the fire releases all the dam of the bosor, and that drips down on top of the kovet that was nimlach. And you cannot say kibbeli kachpeyote according to many rishonim, because you can only say kibbeli kachpeyote agav gore of its own natural dam. Mashenik, in this kovet doesn't have its own natural dam because it was nimlach already. Look what it says. Vilechira mashma vikoch kitachas abosom. Vikoshe hotachas abosom vanayosa. Kim shemayre kam vibosa shominimlach moshesiem. Vavi kibosa al gabibosa. Vim kiyosa litzvus akovit shenimlach tachas abosom shominimlach. Nulimlach do rabnetama vakovit shenimlach kibosa shenimlach. Moshekosu visipale vichinike laaloch. Elishonu machmir loik abosa vichana mai yemuta. So the Taz is chilek on the Rambo. The Rambo implies im nimlocha akovit. Is mutalitzli silk boso. Afilo gabi visre, thus implying, needless to mention, that it's mutalechatrile tachas visre. So Ta says no. In the case of the covenant was nimlach, so then it's just the reverse. So al gabi visre it's mutal to boil it, lechatrile, but tachas visre it's osir. Why is it osir? Because if the covenant was nimlach, so it doesn't have any dumb content of its own. It was already released. Its own natural dumb content. And now the fire of the tzli so releases dumb from the chas bosar on top, and that is absorbed by the liver. So it's also the chatchile to boil it that way. Now, we will begin with the Chil al Gabi Abosol al Etachto. We know that we will be able to call a few of the other will be Shabbos. Rakiyesh le Meil Chokzaz. Rakiyesh le Meil Chokzaz. Kishi Tchuba Bishput o Imunachas al Eish le Tzleiso. Umi hu im Mise Shemolach Kovet Bein Shemolach Levato im Bosol Afil al Gabi Bishre Hakel Muta. Vilei Shemrim, because the end of it's Muta. Vilei Shemrim Sheish Likri Kliyah Tzovi Vakovet. Imid hukobei vein ele chumre ba'alme uchbo noagu la'diach kol kovei tachat liyoso mishum dam adog bo. So the Goyen points out it's not only kol kovei achat liyoso should be rinsed. Every piece of meat that is boiled has to be rinsed, unless it was made kosher before the boiling, then you don't have to rinse echtichas boso. But echtichas boso that was not salted before the boiling, so in the next in Siman Ayvon, so the Ramo says that we are mechuyev to rinse it after the boiling, because there is some drops of dam that might have dried up and adhere to the surface of the chtichas boso. So that's why we have to wash it off. All right. Yes, what is it?
As I said before, isn't it that in the Taz, don't we say that the Chavayah is such a Shefa Adam that it never stops being called?
No, but the Kontra Metam Shite is not that way. Because the Kontra Metam Shite, so since all I did is a Shefa Adam, but the Torah was matter. Okay. One second, please. It is a Shefa Adam, but the Torah, there is a special heter. Midraise. But the Chachomim answered. So the Chachomim only answered that initial dam that comes out before it was Nimlach. But that dam that comes out after it was Nimlach, so that the Chachomim didn't even answer. So true, Bintzias, it's dam. There is a shepherd dam. This is the Svor of the Taz. But according to Rav Netam, so Dam HaKovet is not in Mosa, Midraise. But in Rabbonin it's Osa. With Rabbonin it's Osa. But according to Rametam, you're not allowed with Rabbonin to take a liver, squeeze out the blood in the cup and drink the blood. But suppose you want to squeeze out a Kovet that was Nimlach and drew out the Madikum of Dam. But there is still more Dam left. Then you are allowed to come to Rabbanan after you are Meliyah the Kovet. Even though there is still a considerable quantity of blood left in the liver after it was gemacht. But since we already said that dam is not osher, the Chachomim did answer. So the Chachomim only answered the dam that was not gemacht, but the dam that was gemacht and released already a modicum of dam. So any other dam that is squeezed out is muter b'achile according to Rambam. You see, in the same way as according to everybody. Now suppose you boil a liver. Now suppose you want to squeeze out the juice of that liver. Even though b'mitzias, that juice might still be blood. It has such a shape of dam. You're allowed to do it. You're allowed to squeeze out the blood of a boiled liver, even though b'mitzias, it's dam. So according to the dam, even if it wasn't boiled, as long as it was nimach, you're allowed to squeeze out the rest of the dam in that liver. All right. No, yes, what is it?
Yeah. According to this, that the Taz is saying that the coming asking the liver, that it's all that.
So dam is released from the ordinary fossil, and that is absorbed by the kohen. That dam is a
rosa. But if it's really polygamitsius, it's not.
What
it's not polygam. If the kohen is polygam, it's
yein haname. So this is what they say. This is what the Prichode says, and Ramoshite. In other words, that the Ramoshite is that here we don't have to worry. Even according to Rabbi Tam, that the covenant that was nimach, it has the same din, the same status, like any other chtichas boso that was nimach, but it's still pale, call it whatever you want, it's not dam. So it's like tzir, call it whatever you want, but it's still told to be pale, a shefa of a certain fluid. So the mele, it's not really. So there's the sheet of the Ramo, but the Taz is chaylech. Taz is chaylech. All right. No agladiach kol kovid achas liyosom shindam adobuko miun leidicho muteres nimtso kovid beiv tzli is muter v'yei sheimrim likleif niat tzovif akovid v'eine yalo chumre v'yim u mivusho tzorich samach kineged akovid v'yim lechoev shu samach neged akovid kishi shleimo v'lochei min akovid shleimo udvuko beiv nase oiv tichas nevei leo binen samach misho odvoim shebideiro neged koeiv v'adim dobuk tichas kovid tichas eiv ואין סמך כנגדי, דורכם רחוב איסורים בתחתס לבילה, כאילו כמה נשים נצא לגבייס. ואין... ואין אין הקובי דבוקו מסתרב, כמה שבידי רולי פעת על הקובי. ואין ישישים לכל הקל מותר. מי הוא? הקובי עצמה אסורו כמו בלי. So what does Ramo say? Because Ramo paskens that will apply the halacha of tichanas nevela by shor isurim. So mele there is a din of pisa double calls. Suppose there is a covenant, and the covenant is attached today. So mele though the whole lady has a din of an isa dobuk. So if they pass 60 measures negative the size of the covenant, all right, so it becomes bottle. But if the covenant is complete, so then the eif, no chicken could have 60 times as much as the size of the covenant, unless the covenant is not complete. It's only part of the covenant. But if the covenant is complete and it's attached to the chicken, so it's not detached from the chicken, so the mele, the whole off is a dobuk. So the mele, the whole off becomes echtichadin isure. So then, in order to be matter the chicken, so the other chtiches that are in the pot have to have 60 measures negate the size of the whole chicken. But suppose the covet was cut off from the chicken, and then the covet was detached from the chicken, and it was put in the pot, and then the chicken was put in the pot, and the adach tichas bosa also are vegetables. So as long as the chicken together with the adach tichas bosa and the vegetables have shishi neged the kovei, so then everything in the gdeira becomes mut. Eif shemalu beitzi v'nitzo belei v'kovei dinei kimbushol u'binon samach noei beloi amil v'imlav hakilosech. In other words, we say that in case of bishul, we do not say kibele kach beole, in case of bishul. But in case of tzli, we say kibele kach beole. And we also say, so we say kibele kach beole. So the Ramo says, suppose you broiled a chicken, but you filled it up with eggs, with baits sometimes. You put beitzim, eggs, in the chicken. So if the chicken was filled up with beitzim, even though it was boiled, but the beitzim will not be pellet. Any dam that will be niflat from the covet and will be absorbed by the beitzim will not be niflat again. So the mele, eif shemalu be beitzim, the needs of the lei v'kovei, dinei kimbusha, u'binon samech me'ei, b'lo yamilu. So in other words, so then we apply the aloche of tichanasis nevele, even in the case of tzli. In other words, what Ramo says is that if an eif was the smaller beitzim, so then the din of kibele kach beole doesn't apply. So the mele it asers even al beitzli. V'imav, so v'pino salach mei v'lo yamilu, v'imav akrosa, v'imuliu b'boso, v'in shom beitzim anik choshin, u'makrim hadam dinei kitzli. Now, התחול אף על פי שיש במער האדמומייס ונראה כריבו דם דיני כישור בוסו לכל דובו ועם צורך על המוליכה בין לצלי בין לדבר. That's the whole simen in the tour. תחול, that's the spleen. So the spleen has a reddish appearance. So it should not be considered like a covet, something that has a shefa of dam. Even in spite of the reddish appearance, So it still has a din like any other chtichas boso. So mele, so with meliche, so you can cook this thing. Now atchul, after kishish malad mumes, we need a kibud dam. Dinei kishov boso. So look at the shah. Afilu im shov umutal levashle afilu im shov boso. Tiras chatos pitzorich meliche. יש שמים שלו אגו שלו לבש רק לא יישו ביצי זוכר אף לאחר שניקר יישו משום דיס בן ריב דם ובדעבד ילוחוש. There is a shita that we shouldn't be מבשל קידמי סובי בהימה, because because it has a lot considerable dam content. So Mele, even if you are Mele of the kidneys, you shouldn't be Nivashalet, but you should be Tzelet. You shouldn't be Nivashal the kidney. So we have to conform to that Tumah. But the Eved, Umutalim Leach, Uvideved Ilochosh. ומותלים ליח כולילים שור בוסה אף על פי שיש במריב דם ובלבד שיוסירו התחומים והחלב מהם because the spleen has attached to it a חלב that is for which one is high of course now here in America so the חלק החריים we are not נקרי but if חס ושורה the חלק החריים would be sent to the butcher so then Jews would be nichshal in the Nisa Kores of Chayim. Alright. Dimi lichas ha-me'ayim. Now, Simen ayin hei, the two. Ein ma'zik in dam b'nei ma'ayim. That's a gemore daf kuf yud gimul in chul. That ein ma'zik in dam b'nei ma'ayim. That, in other words, that means that b'nei ma'ayim, let's say like the intestines of the behemo, have no dam. So the mele, they do not So even if you are mivashel, the intestines of the behemoth, in igdeo, without salting them first, so it's still mutabachir. Re'imazik in dam nevayim, ki bikeres, ki kevo, ki dakim ha-seimim, so mivakante, uvichalcheles, lifichochim, bishom deiro, bimlichon muta, avo bishumen, shom nevayim, yeish bidam, lifichoch, tzorich lemeuchom, vikante gufe yeish bidam. Now, the Torah says, that's a Rosh Lagmore, that a marzik in dam be neimai, but the Gemara doesn't spell out what is considered neimai. So the Torah says a marzik in dam be neimai can be carried to the cave, or be carried to the cave, be carried to the cave, or be daki masiv in some vacante, or be chalchelis. Lifichoch in bishlam deira ben lichem muta, avo bishumen shal neimai yesh bidam. לפיכוך צורך למיוחד, וכאן לגופה יש בדם, וכוס הרשבו, יש דלים שאוספו לגדי ואפילו בכתיך ומליכה, לפי ש... וכאן לגופה יש בדם, וכוס הרשבו, יש דלים שאוספו לגדי ואפילו בכתיך ומליכה, לפי שמלאו חוטים קטנים לאין דם, ואחשוב נהג עם היתר, ואי שמחו כדם, כשעוד בוקי בהם, מי סכום ונפשור מן היטב, עד שלא ישויר אחד מהם, עד כאן. יש אמרים, כיוון שמחזיק עם דם בבני מעיים, אין מלכן איסו ממשור הבוסו. כיוון דלוי טרידה לפלי טובל. וראי תראי, so there are two shittes. There is one shittes הראשונים, that this הלוכה, מחזיק עם דם בבני מעיים, has two aspects. Two aspects. It's a coin with two sides. On one hand, it has an aspect of chumen. In other words, suppose you cooked the בני מעיים of a behemo, in the pot without being melech them first, so it's mutabachilet because it has no dam. On the other hand, it has a chumra aspect. Why? Because suppose you sold the b'nimayim of the behemo on the same salting board together with the adach tichas bosom. So now the b'nimayim had no dam, and the adach tichas bosom released dam. So the dam that is released from the adach tichas bosom is absorbed by the b'nimayim. And then we couldn't even say Kibele Kachpeyote because it doesn't have its own dam content. Agav Gore. So maybe it becomes Osef. That's one shit. And the other shit is very itire. Because of Rashbo, Kishe Meuchim, Hachalchele Se Meuchim in So Bitzadak Nimi, Meim Ramachal El Bitzadak Hitze, She Shom Shumen Dobuk, She Marzikin Shom Dam. Now, the Mechava, in Marzik in Dam Bibni Mai, Kim Bikeres and Kim Lidak Mechal Chiles, Pirusha Kakashi, Lamia Adom in Fiatabaos. Now, the Chal Chiles, that is the large intestine. Below Ishumem, Shalaya, Lifichochim Bishlam, Dir Munich and Utah, Elim Kinasme. If it's red, so then it means that it has that. Vikonshkin in Nimuchu Bechlishim in Nuke Vimitori. Mio Lechat Chilechim, Munich Bechlim in Nuke, Beadochet Chilechishobosom. Oh, so the Torah says that when the Gemara says Imarzik in Dam Nimayim, it includes not only the intestines, but the keres as well. The keres of the behemoth as well, the stomach of the behemoth as well. But the reason of the shaming that the nemayim do not include the keres. V'yeish chilkin b'keres, v'emrim dimarzikin webdan, da'afilu b'devet osea, b'keres u'b'isakesis kishobosa, mordechai v'ran v'isaveta. So they say that when more says that kufir dimurichu, imarzikin dam nemayim, it has reference only to the intestines of the baby, but not to the stomachs of the baby. The stomachs of the baby may have them. All right. V'afilu b'devet osea, ביקרס ובסקייסס כשובוס אבל שום אין שאלה ימדין כשובוסו לפיכו כשמיוחין חלחל חולס ושום מאיים אין מיוחין איסה בצד מין מעבר המאכל מעבר המאכל אלא בצד החיסן ששום השום אין דובו ומול החלחל חולס מצד מין ולא מצד חוץ הווה כאילו אם נלחל כלל in other words, so it's not like in other words, suppose you have the intestine of the behemoth and you put and but there is shumen, there is fat on the intestines. Some of the fats on the intestines have been of chilet, some of the fats and the intestines have been of shumen, so, but there is fat on the intestines. Now, so that fat, the shumen, that is heta, that is not chilet, so that is mutabah chilet. But you have to salt it. The shumen is bosal. So that you have to salt. So suppose, so when you salt it, you have to put the salt on the shumen side, not on the other side. Now let's say, suppose this is the intestinal behavior, and here is the shumen that is attached to it. So then we have to salt it. So when we place the salt, we have to place the salt on top of the shumen, not on the other side. And then we learn in Siman Sabachtes, there is a machlekes between the Rosh and the Rashbo, whether you have to put salt on both sides of the chtiche or on one side is enough. So the Rosh is machmir, the Rashbo is makir. But even according to the Rashbo, who is makir, so it's only when both sides are of bosa. So the mele, the Rashbo shite is, when you put salt on one side, it extracts the dam through and through. Machinkin in this case, where you have an intestine, the intestine does not have any dam, and the shumen is attached, that has dam. So in the Rashbo will be made it, that if you put the salt here, it will certainly not draw out the blood from the shumen on the other side. It's only when there is dam in the whole chatiche, so then salt has the effect of drawing out the dam through it. What is that? Even the evidence is also, according to everybody, of course. V'imor ha-rachiles mitzatnim mitzalachut ha-mekulim lechot wow. V'nizbash lokach treife im yeish oleo shumim bachut. What it means treife? It means asuro. It's not a question of the iser of treife, but it means the iser of dam. V'nizbash lo adayin yarzer v'im lechenon bachut z'muteres. Beitzim ha-nimtzoyim v'ifes le'achar shchite. Suppose you find in the chicken, you find eggs. אם הוא נגמר החל בין שלהם, רק החל מלבד, צריכים ללכה כשעות בוסו, ומותר לבוא חונים בוסו. So, if the yolk of the egg was, if the white of the egg was not finished, but only the yolk, only the chalmein, chalmein is the white, and chalmein is the yolk. So if the white of the egg was not finished, was not developed, but only the yolk. Sometimes in the chicken you find just the yolks of eggs, no whites as yet. So then, if we need rachel bein, rachel hem rachel mein, tzrichem milicha kishol boso. So these yolks of the eggs require milicha like any other tichas boso. Umutal molchonim boso. In view of the fact that the white with the shell did not develop as yet, so melee it has the same status as boso, and you can be melee together with boso. Sometimes you open up a chicken and you find a complete egg with not only the yolk, the white, and even the hard shell you find inside. So then it doesn't have a din of tichas boso. So that has no doubt. So then, you don't have to salt it because it's an egg. What difference does it make whether the egg was laid or you found a complete egg inside the chicken before it had an opportunity to lay it? Yes, what is it?
Does chalbon mean the white, the egg white, or does it mean the shell?
No, no, chalbon, the shell is the clipper. Chalbon is the white.
Right,
and chalmon is the yolk.
Yeah, every egg starts with a shell, right? The shell is always there.
No, sometimes you open up a chicken, you find just the yolk. Without any white, and of course without any shell. And sometimes...
But isn't the shell
the same? No, please. That is, the shell is marks, the development of the shell marks the completion of the egg. Well, you never made a chicken, so that's why you say that. Why? Because he doesn't require any milchus. Because it will not be beleya. The shell will obstruct and will not allow it to absorb the dam. ועכשיו נהגים היתר, וסמכותים של דם, כשעוד עמבוקים בהם, מיתרו מנפשו ונהיתי, עד שהוא נשויר, איך עוד נהיה? נעשים עיניים בו. הצלי עם צורך מליח, ושויר יושב ודם, וישויר בישום דומו ממנו, אהב ודם יבור עם שוי פירש, ועם צורך מליח, אלו וקובו שמלבושו, אבל דם אחר שנהיתי, אבל הצלי שיצורי יש להמרינם בי, שישי יבא. נא, ואם דם הנטיפול אוף חם, או אפילו צנאים, איזה ממנו כדי נטילה. In other words, so, if you want to boil it, you don't have to salt it, because the fire draws out all the blood. All the blood. So, even if you see, sometimes you see, you boil meat, so you see that some drops of blood come out from one part, let's say, of the chicken, and then they fall on another part of the chicken, but we don't have to worry about it, because even if it did absorb, most of the dam is mishrek shorik, so it will lie down, it will not even be absorbed. But even if it will be absorbed, so it will be niflet again. So, but suppose you have boso being boiled in the boiler, and then somebody has in a cup blood, real blood, blood beer, and then it will spill on top of the boso that is in the boiler, the blood beer. Then we don't say kibeli kach peyote, because we don't apply the principle of kibeli kach peyote vis-a-vis dam beer. Only that vis-a-vis dam plate we apply the principle of kibeli kach peyote. This is what he says. Aber dam ache shmi di falat zni shei tzolei shlam minu bishei shei avei. Vin dam ane iti polo vcham uya fil tzenein eise mimenu kidei nitile. Kidei nitile. Kosov arashbo הורי צלין ליח צלי ולייך ולידו חייסה ואין לוח יש לי דם של המלך שאוהי שייב מניע המלך ולידם באמת לא אמורים ממילכי מצלו יום יד אבל אם שואה במילכי like this when you are מליח לתירו so there is a loche you have to make a doche after the מליח מה שאין כי if you are מליח but not with Deo but your intention is to be tzeled, so then you can, after you are meleich techtichas boso, so you can put it on the coal, you can boil it without washing off the salt that you put on the techtichas boso. Why? Because the fire will take it out. ומניה המלך מול אדם, באמת לא אמורים מלכים צלוי מיד, אבל הוא שואל במלכי המלך, בלי אבי נסע, ופיכו מדיח יופי כי נמצליה. Now, the Rabbi Yehuda says, in the second פרק in Chum, that when somebody שייך את הנור, he is מחויב to cut the jugular veins, the vrid. And if, suppose, why? Because when you shech the behemoth or an ox, so then a lot of blood starts to flow through the jugular veins. So, because of that, Because of that, Rabbi Yehuda says in Hasheichet, Hasheichet, Echad Beim Ushnayim Beim Osh Tosik Sheirah Bekubi Shalachat Kameir. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer Hasheichet is a Vridim. Why? And because through the Vridim, through the jugular veins, so all the blood flows some. But if you don't cut, if you don't cut the jugular veins, so then it will become hardened. So the blood will coagulate in the organism, and then it will not be easy to remove all the blood. So because of that, you have to bechetech the jugular veins. So he says, one second, please.
I was going to mention to them to daven except for two people, and then we could have our own minion.
What is that?
I could mention to them to daven, and we could have our own minion.
Loichot v'amim avum sholim yuchi amel abelei avnesa ufichof madichay yofe kedem sliye loichot achav ridim beiv oin noch von bishas schite oso vitzleisei achiv natchenu eiver eiver v'yitzle. What is this time to daven now? All right, can you tell them that they should daven? And we'll have our own, maybe later after lunch, we'll have our own. They can daven. Okay, yes, very good. Okay, fine, fine. So, we got to have reading day for you not from the Shashite, also with Slacy, actually, there. Why? Because since he didn't cut the jugular veins, so in Mele, the dam in the organism was Nikrash. And in order to empty out the dam, so you have to cut it into Ivorim, that will empty out the dam. Otherwise, the dam will not come out. Achinatchenu eiver eiver, v'yitzle, v'imrotzo leich lechai. Now, the tour has reference to the case, where he did not cut the jugular veins. So the mele, the dam in the oof became nikrash, it coagulated. So, in order to empty out the dam, so he has to cut it into Ivorim. So, suppose he wants to eat it raw, oser achinat chenovim lach. If he did cut the jugular veins, so then the halach is a person is allowed to eat raw meat. And if a person is willing to eat raw meat, he can eat raw meat without salting it. Why? Because there is no problem. Because dam shel pirei is not osir. So the melee, if a person wants to eat raw meat, lacha shchita is allowed to do that. Because any dam that he will be eating will be dam shel pirei, so it's not osir. Mashenkin in this case, where we did not cut the jugular veins, so the melee, that means that right after the shchita, so the dam started to move, and since the jugular veins were not cut, so they were pirish mevokim, and didn't come out. So mele, he's not allowed to eat it chai unless he cuts them into small pieces and then he salts them. So that will draw out all the blood, but without salting them, so he was not allowed to eat it raw. Why? Because the dam was already pillaged. Because of Rashbo Yirali Shin Mikraboso, Echolichai, O Itzli Afilue, Oeif Shole, Kulo Keachot. So that if he was Minaka the Boso, so in other words, if he took out the Gide Adam, he did Gide Adam, so then he can eat it below Miliche, as long as he was Minakeya. The Gide Adam, we're not talking here about the Gide Achilim. Gide Achilim have to be taken out anyway. So, but it means, if he's Minakir and he takes out the Gide Adam, so Echad Menuicha, Chayo Itzliyat Loiv Sholim Kologiach. V'yesh Negila Meirim Shech Miro Shalom Echoy Kulisholim, Afal Pi Shemikre, even though he was Minakir Gide Adam. Elachach Tichas Avridim Ushchita Shliya Samonim. Atkam. Kotsa Bisevra Mitzvahs, Shosolachter Bisakim, Zlishe Zalei Shali Yimach Kolz Manshi Ni Nitzle Kol Tzolche Mit Nidam Shebei Shani Rabi Sakin Viharashbo Sarashput Shekosa Shput Shetzeli Beiboso Bilei Meliche Bilei Amin Adam Vineser Veheiro אחד מהגדלים שעושו להש לסצלי על השפוט לאחר שהוא שם נאיש שמייר זה רבו שרה חם ואיבו ממנו אבל מוטל לצליס בי ולהש לסבי כל זמן שבו שזב שכל זמן שהוא זב הוא פלא איתם ולא ים האדם שבשפוט ועדי ליאו ואורוי זה על כוסב כשהשפוט מוטל בנורא מי שבשוי ואני מניח אילי בלי אדם ופי זה הוא הדין דיסה כנענו מיטה So the two mentions here, Tvishinis and Rishenim, and the Mechaber also mentions, Tvishinis and Rishenim, the Shite of the Smag, and the Shite of the Rashbo, and the Shite of the Rosh. The Rosh is the biggest maker. The Rosh is the biggest maker. And the Rashbo is the biggest Machmir. The Smag is in between. Now, The smack says that is you cannot if you let's say if you have a sometimes you use a certain sake and meat that was not nimlach and meat that was not nimlach so you use a certain sake suppose you want to cut meat that is on the shput before it was boiled and that meat that is on the shput was never nimbach so it has dam now suppose and sometimes you use that sakin in cutting the meat before it reached chotzitzli so then before it was boiled even partially so memele it means that when let's say suppose here is echtichasbos on the shput and then this is the sake and I just put that echtichasbos on the shput and then I take a sake and I'm cutting that echtichasbos now that echtichasbos was not salted so that means it has a lot of blood so when I used my sake on that echtichasbos so blood came out from that echtichasbos and it was absorbed by the sake so the sake has a bria of dam has a bria of dam I'm not allowed so the smack says I cannot use the same sake in cutting a hot piece of meat that was nimach why? Because when the sake was used on top of liver or on top of meat that was not made kosher So mele that sakin was beleya dam. Now if I use the same sakin in cutting meat that was nimlach, so hot piece of meat. So then the belua the dama belua will be niflat from the sakin and will be absorbed by the chichas boso that was nimlach. So it will become osa. That's the shite of the smak. Now, but according to the smart, so it is muter to use the same spit for not kosher made meat, the same spit that was used for liver, and not kosher made spit, and not kosher made meat, you can use for kosher made meat, according to the smart. Only a sacking that was used on non-kosher made meat cannot be used on kosher made meat. But a spit that was used in boiling non-kosher made meat can be used in boiling kosher made meat. In other words, according to the smart, you can use the same boiler for boiling liver and non-kosher made meat and for boiling kosher made meat according to smart. Knife not and but shput yes why is the knife more homo than the shput so now in regard to a nitochlin there are two principles one principle is the principle of dam mishrek shok And the other principle is of Kibbeli Kachbeli. So the Shita of the Smag is that the principle of Dam Nishrek Shori applies only to Bosa. It doesn't apply to a Kale. It doesn't apply to a Kale. So it's true that if, let's say, a Yichtichas Boso, let's say, suppose now, Rabbi Tam says that we are allowed now, we don't have to mention Rabbi Tam Shite. Now, we can mention what Gemara says. Now, we are allowed to boil Tuchtichas Boso Anishput. Why are we allowed to boil Tuchtichas Boso Anishput? We should be afraid. Let's say you put Anishput Tuchtichas Boso and they are in contact on the boiler, the Tuchtichas Boso. So Boso will come out and Dam will be released from this Tuchtichas Boso and will be absorbed by the other Tuchtichas Boso. So how is it that we are allowed to boil Tuchtichas Boso on the same Shput, even if the Tuchtichas Boso are in contact with each other, and even though one is on top of the other? The answer is because Dam Mishrek Shor. Dam Mishrek Shor. So there are two reasons why we are allowed to boil Tuchtichas Boso in contact with each other in the same boiler. One reason is because Dam Mishrek Shorik, so we don't have to worry lest the dam that is released by Chtichas Boso number one will be absorbed by Chtichas Boso number two, because the dam has a tendency to glide down, not to be accepted, to be absorbed by the other Chtichas Boso. So as far as three is concerned, we definitely say Dam Mishrek Shorik. The Machlekes Vesheini was only whether we apply the principle of Dam Mishrek Shorik in respect to Meliche too, but in respect to Tzli, we certainly say Dam Mishrek Shorik. And the Tam says it applies to Meliche also. And the Avishaini we say no, it applies only to Tzli. But certainly by Tzli, we apply the principle of Dam Mishrek Shorik. We apply the principle of Dam Mishrek Shorik. That's one reason as to why we are allowed to boil Tuchtichas Boso that are in contact with each other on the boiler. Because we don't have to be afraid lest the dam that will be released by this Chatiche will be absorbed by this Chatiche. But we say Dam Mishrek Shorik. So the question is, and then another reason as to why we are allowed to boil Tuchtichas Boso in contact with each other on the same boiler is because of Kibbeli Kachbeli. Even if it will absorb, it will be nifled again. So that's in regard to Boso. So we apply the principle of Dam Mishrek Shorik. We also apply the principle of Kibbeli Kachbeli. So the Shite of the Smag is that the principle of Dam Mishrek Shorik applies only to Boso, to a Neichon. So it's Mishrek Shorik. But it does not apply to a Kehil. So in Mele, the Smag says, if you use the certain sake in cutting liver or in cutting non-kosher made meat that were on the boiler, so in Mele, that means that that sake absorbed was the layer dam from the non-kosher meat. It was the layer dam from the liver. No, but you'll say, how was the sacking the layer dam? I did cut. With this sacking, I cut the Chtichas Boso on the boiler. But how was that sacking the layer dam? After all, the dam that was niflat, that was released by the Chtichas Boso on the boiler, had a tendency to lie down, not to be absorbed by the sacking. So we say, the seat of the Smag is, we say only Dam Mishrek Shorik vis-a-vis Boso. In other words, we say, this Tichas Boso that released the Dam was, so the Dam that was released from this Tichas Boso was not absorbed by that Tichas Boso, because Dam Mishrek Shorik, but the Kele that is hard will be the layout and will be triumphant over the tendency of the dam to be Mishrek Shorik, because there are pores in the kele, and then so instead of being of gliding down, so it will be intercepted by the kele, the daven. In other words, that's the shita of the smart, that we only apply the principle that mishnah shoyik in respect to posuk. So in other words, if one chtichas posuk was boiled with another chtichas posuk, so we don't have to be afraid lest the dam that was released by chtichas posuk number one was accepted, was absorbed by chtichas posuk number two, because chtichas posuk number two will refuse to absorb the dam, because that dam will dry down and it will not be absorbed by chtichas posuk number two. Masha'ik and Ikele Isaki will intercept the drops of dam. So the Mele, the Sakin was belay a dam. So that Sakin is a Sakin Shalisa. Now when you cut that, when you use that Sakin and cutting Ichtichas Boso that was kosher made, so then that Ichtichas Boso will absorb the dam that was Bolua in the Deifer Asaki, in the interior of the Saki. That's the sheet of the smack. So the smack says, Kosta Bisila Mitzvah, Shoso Lachter Bisakin, Slishiso Ishel Nimlach, Kols Manshin Mitzvah, Kols Olche, Mipnish Dam Shebei, Shemidlo Bisakin. So if you use it, Anechtichas Boso, so the Dam Aboluah in the Sakin will be niflat and to be absorbed by the Anechtichas Boso. Not after Anechtichas Boso. So you cannot use it on an apple either, on a hot apple either. Because that saki has a bli of dam. When you take a hot apple and you want to cut the hot apple with that saki, so the heat of the apple will be matlit drops of dam from the saki, and these drops of dam will be absorbed by the apple. So it's awesome. But to use the same boiler, the same shput that you use for boiling liver and for boiling non-kosher meat, so you're allowed to use it for boiling kosher meat. Why shouldn't we say the same thing? After all, that boiler absorbs what happens when you boil liver. So now how do we boil liver today? So you have a wire, and you put the liver, let's say, on the wire, and then there are holes, and it drips down into the boiler, into the lower kelim. So the melee, that wire that you put the liver on, so some drops of dam were absorbed by that wire. Then when you put a kosher made piece of meat on the same wire, so the heat of the fire will be mafrit the drops of dam that are innate in the wire, and it will be absorbed by the kosher made meat. So it should be also, the smack says, only the Rashbo says that you cannot use the same boiler. But according to the smack, you're not allowed to use the same knife, but the same boiler you are allowed to use. So the smack shita is that insofar as the principle of dam mishrak shoyik is concerned, so it doesn't apply to a kelim. But the principle of kibeli kach pelte, that does apply to a kelim. So mele, the same wire on which you boil liver, you can boil kosher meat. But then you ask, but the wire absorbs droplets of dam, then now when you put a piece of kosher meat on the same wire, so the heat of the fire will be mafli the drops of dam from the wire, and it will be mavliya in the kosher meat. So we say, kibeli kach pelte, the same heat of the fire that was mavliya, it will be pelted again. So that's only in the case, but in order to say kibili kach pelte, you must have the same degree of heat. So in connection with the shput, so you always have the same degree of heat that was mavliya the dam to be mafli mashiik in a knife that you used on the fire, so when it was mavliya dam into when the fire, so when the dam was nivla in the sakin, then there was relatively high temperature. But then when you take away the knife and you want to use it on a hot piece of meat, you don't have the same temperature that you had at the time when you used it on the boiler. Then it was much hotter. So maybe you cannot say kibel kachpelte in order to apply the principle of kibel kachpelte. So you have to have the same degree of temperature at the time of the Peyotei as that you had at the time of the Peyotei. So in case, suppose, I take a knife. The knife wasn't hot. Then I put it on the fire, and I cut a piece of liver on the fire. So the degree of heat was very high at the time of the bleeding of the dam into the sake. Then I take it away, and 5 minutes later, so I put in the plate a hot piece of meat, and then I take that knife and I cut a hot piece of meat. So do we have the same degree of temperature on the hot piece of meat in the plate that we have on the liver and the boiler? Of course the temperature was higher in the liver and the boiler than the temperature that inheres in the hot piece of meat on the plate. So maybe we cannot apply the principle of Kibeli Kachbeyotei, Mashenki in the case of Shpud. So the same degree of temperature that you had at the time of the Bria of the dam into the spit, you had the same degree of temperature at the time when you put kosher made meat on the spit. So maybe we apply the principle of Kibeli Kachbeyotei. Briefly, the sheet of the smag is that there is a distinction between the principle of dam mishrechoy. Dam mishrechoy applies only to bosal, but doesn't apply to a kele. Mashiki, the principle of kibeli kachbeyotei, applies to a kele as well. So that's why the smak says. Also, after b'satnes lishisalei shoyim lach kol zman sheyim nitzle kol tzorchei mipnei shedam sheboi shenivla b'sakin. But shpud is muter. Why is sakin osea? Because by sakin we cannot apply the principle of kibeli kachbeyotei. Because when you use the sakin and a hot piece of bosal in the plate, so it's hot, it's yatzeledes, but it's not boiling hot. It does not have the same degree of temperature that the chtichas bosal and the boiler that is being boiled has. So maybe we cannot apply the principle of Kibeli Kachbeyotei, and the principle of Dam Mishrik Shoik doesn't apply to it here. But Varashboi says Rashpuche, Kosav Shpuche Tzilim Bibosos Murliche, Bilyam Adam Vinesa, Veyachamach Magdinim, Shosla Hashi Tatsui Rashput, Lachashu Samleish, Shem Yazra Bosra Achaye, Vihibla Mimenu. Abu Mutal, Litzle is Boy, Lachashi is Boy, Kozman Shabos Azov, Shekozman Shuzov Upeleit, Eni Bilyam Adam Shebishput. So what is the sheet of the Rashbo? That not only that we don't apply the principle of Dam Mishrik Shoyim Ligabi Kele, we don't even apply the principle of Kibeli Kachbeyotei Ligabi Kele. Only Ligabi Neichel, Ligabi Boso, we apply the principle of Kibeli Kachbeyotei. But Eliyahu Yehoshal, he's the biggest made deal. Kosav, Shashput, Muter, Dinur, Emir, Shab Shoyim. Ben Manichel, Ligabi Adam. Ufise, Hoadin, Disakinam, Muter. Because Emir, Shab Shoyim, is Dam. Its dam is mishrek shoyik because the dam is draws out the blood, draws out all the blood.